Hello guys and welcome back to another episode of Not My Bag. I'm George.
And I'm Joe.
And today we've got the Big Dripper, the Magnum Sipper, the, you need to help me, you're the one with the lyrics.
Big Dripper, Magnum Sipper, Big Tipper.
Popper, Tyreek. Whoa. That was a lot. That's the only
That's going to quickly, bro.
Yeah, well, that's
freestyling like 30 seconds into the app. A lot of pressure.
How are we?
Yeah, I'm good, man. You?
Chilling?
Chilling.
Big dripping. See, I've got it now, kind of.
On a roll, bro.
On a roll.
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good.
Yeah?
Selves?
Yeah, very good, man. Thank you. Yeah,
not bad. A little bit hungover today. A little bit tender.
Yeah. On a Tuesday.
Yeah, I know.
Wow,
and a Monday too.
Wow.
It's Shoreditch House.
It's that London living, isn't it? See, I'm kidding.
You guys are no Essex boys. I'm London now.
Yeah, well, you were born in Essex.
All right, shut up, George. Shut up. How's things been? Since you've been back?
It's been good, man. It's been good.
Yeah. Busy?
Yeah.
What's been your highlight since you've been out?
Highlight since I come out?
Yeah.
Doing kick game, man.
Yeah, so I actually had that on the list. We'll touch on it right now. How was that, getting out that call up or whatever?
I don't know what this is, by the way. You're going to have to...
Yeah, like, we've got to teach him a few things.
Yeah. I'll explain.
So it's just like a really famous shoe shop, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
In London, and they have like big rappers come down, like big artists, whatever. And obviously they asked you and Ella to come down.
Yeah.
Right. And then just like give you shoes.
They didn't ask any of
them. That's a bad shoes, yeah.
Ah, speaks. not even discount.
Yeah.
They didn't ask any other islanders, did they, though? It's just you.
Nah.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's been my highlight.
Yeah.
Because I felt special. Bro.
Yeah.
You know
and so, I follow Kick Game and you're in their carousel post saying, like, we've had some big names.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
You guess?
Yeah, like, I see how it looks my phone started smiling.
So is it like exclusive, like, shoes? Is that what it is?
It's just like, shoes, bro.
Right. Me. Right. Okay. This is why we do the pod, so
no,
I can learn these things.
They're exclusive shoes, aren't it? They've got like Travis's. And,
yeah, yeah. And they've got like rare shoes. Okay, rare shoes.
How much are you blowing there?
I plead the fifth. Hardly talk about
it. Is it? Money's up.
Oh, bloody hell. Well, I thought we'd start off, especially for like listeners and stuff that might not know about you before you went into Love Island, and speak about that. What did you do before? I'm always interested in this.
Yeah, before Love Island, I was working at a school with special needs kids. You know?
Really?
And then obviously playing semi-pro football part-time. So I'd go work in the morning. And then obviously Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'd go training after work. And then I'd play football on Saturday. So yeah, that's what I was doing, bro.
Busy.
That's pretty sick, though. Many people don't know about
that. Yeah, no, a lot of people don't know.
Nah.
So yeah, that's what I was doing.
And you know our friend Chloe Brockett, don't you, as well?
Because
you knew her from like, how long have you known her?
Bro, years and years. Because obviously we went the same primary school and secondary.
Oh, did you?
We live on the same road.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So weird how everyone knows everyone. We always have people on here and they're like, oh, so like Locken yesterday basically said that he lives with someone Joe used to work with.
Oh yeah.
In the same office.
Behind my, in my office job in recruitment, this guy sat behind me for 2 years and
he now lives with Locken. It's so nuts. Weird, isn't it?
Isn't it so weird?
That's mad.
But yeah, I feel like that's an Essex thing as well, isn't it? I feel like everyone knows everyone.
So you still playing football part-time?
Or nah, not at the minute.
Would you go back to it?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
You missing it?
I'm missing it.
Missing the game?
Yeah, I'm missing it. Nah.
No, you tried it. That was so rude. Jesus.
Nearly got me as well. I had to concentrate. But no, I'm missing football, man. It's a big part of my life.
Oh my God.
Can't specify what game. Like, just saying.
You are rude.
I am rude.
Even cheeky still.
Yeah. Someone's got to.
And George said your dad's famous.
Yeah, your dad was a baller, is it?
Yeah, he used to kick ball. I wouldn't say he's famous.
Watford?
Watford, Burnley, yeah, a couple of teams. Yeah.
Oh yeah, just name dropping like that.
Yeah, I used to play football.
Literally, yeah. Our dad's a car dealer, so I mean.
I wouldn't even know about teams because I've got no football knowledge.
Don't know about teams, kick game.
Cheap.
Now what do I do?
He doesn't do much apart from go out and drink.
What do I do? I'm an alcoholic.
That's
pretty much it.
You also know Toby, didn't you?
Yeah, Toby. Same school again.
Same school. Yeah. So you had like Chloe Brockett, Toby... Bit of a famous school, isn't it?
Yeah, it's made reality TV stars, isn't it?
Yeah.
So so when you knew Toby and then he went on Love Island, did you think about going on it yourself or like did you have conversations before? Like how did you get into the show?
Yeah. People love to know this question, you know, but I never really answer it. So I'm going to answer it for you, man.
Oh, thank
obviously,
you.
Toby, me and Toby are like close friends, innit? It's not like we're just like, you know,
you're near enough.
You know, people say like, that's my bro. He's not your bro. You get me?
Yeah.
But that's actually my bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, we grew up together, same class, same everything, same area. And obviously he, But he used to say when we was in school, yeah, I'm thinking like, I'm talking year 10, year 11 times, he'll be like, I'm going on Love Island, man. Like,
really?
I'm going on Love Island. And I'll be like, shit, like sharp toes, man. What are you talking about, bro? But see, Toby, one thing about him, if he says he's going to do something, he'll do it. And like, bro, he did it. And then obviously when he came out, obviously I was around him all the time. He was doing his PAs and that. He was doing well for himself. Do you know what I mean? And then I was like, you know what?
That's I want to
do. That's something I'm on. Do you know what I mean? But I wasn't really too sure because I was in two minds. I was thinking, one hand, oh, like, his life's good and that. But I was like, do I even want to be like public, like a public figure? Like,
yeah,
you know,
no,
like,
no,
known like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was skeptical of like, will I fit in with the people on Love Island? Do you know what I mean? So I feel like, as much as me and Toby are bros, I feel like we're a lot, like very different. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So I was in two minds. And then, do you know what? The next year after, Toby kept saying to me, bro, just go on Love Island, bro. Just go on Love Island. And then one time I was just sitting down with him. He said to me, bro, go on Love Island. I said, I think that's the first time I heard him properly still. I was like, do you know what? Say no more, I'm on it.
Yeah.
Did
you apply or did you get
No, I didn't even apply. Imagine after I've had that conversation, Chloe Brockett, speaking of the devil, basically gone to me like, why don't you go on Love Island? Everyone kept saying it to me. So
oh,
like, it was
fine.
Like, I was like, bro, like, this is a sign. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, everyone kept saying it to me like around the same time. And I was like, yeah, cool. Like, as a joke to her, like, go on, land me up then. Because I ain't gonna go on Love Island ITV and apply. Like, obviously, no offense, anyone that does. But you get me? Like, land me up then. Like, yeah, can you land me up? Because obviously I know she does a Talbi and ITV is the same thing. And like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, then I'll chat to someone. And then like, literally like, I forgot about it. A week later, she Chloe Brockett messaged me and was like, oh, like, I spoke to one of the producers at Love Island. I was like, yeah, like, I showed her you. And she said, yeah, like, you want to Zoom? And I was like, oh, like, that's kind of real.
Easy enough for you.
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, let's work. Went on a Zoom, done all that. And then yeah, from there, it was just smooth sailing, bro. And before I know it, I was in Mallorca in a holding villa with no phone, just looking at the ceiling.
Waiting to go in. When am I going in?
Yeah.
That's meant. Did you know that you were always going to be like an original cast member?
No.
You didn't?
Yeah, because we had this convo with Locken as well, and they got him in and was like, right, you're going to be like an early bombshell, whatever, like, give it a week, whatever. And then obviously they brought him in at Casa.
Yeah, which, that's mad. Which, to be fair,
pissed.
Yeah, that's head loss. to be fair though, yeah. To be fair though, when I was doing what's the thing called? The last thing basically before you fly out, you do like a press and profile sort of thing.
Where
you
know,
like this is actually real. Like you see the eBay, you see all the sponsors and that, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And you do like your VT. Well, I'll get into that, you get me? But after the VT, I've obviously gone upstairs to meet the execs. This is the first time I've seen all the execs together. So I'm like, they're chatting. I'm like, yeah. So like, when are you trying to put me in? Cause I'll be honest, if it was like, if they said cast or anything like that, or late, I was like, no, I'm not on it. So I was like, when are you gonna put me in? He was like, we can't really say. And I was like, when are you gonna put me in? They was like, we can't really say. And I was just like, all right then. And then I remember just thinking, oh, this is long. Like, I ain't got time for that. Cause for me, I didn't want to go fly out there and sit there for time. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, please. And then they was like, just tell me. They was like, we can't really tell you for sure, but we're thinking original or early bombshell. When they said that, I was like, cool, man, got some reassurance.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know. I was in a holding villa. Then they came on like the third day when I was in there. I was in there for 10 days. Come on the third day and was like, listen, you're going in on Saturday, you're starting. And I was just like, oh yeah.
Sick.
Match day.
Yeah. Get the on.
I feel like it's not really, it sounds really bad to say, it's not really like worth it as much, but the later you go in, the less chance you got of actually making something when you come out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. As mad as it sounds, it is, bro. Like, the less chance, the less time you have in there,
the less
chance have you got of making, so like, building something sustainable with it. Do you know what I mean? There's people that have done well.
Yeah.
From Casa Amor coming late, so yeah. I think it just depends who you are, really.
Yeah. It does.
So when you were standing there, and like, all the cameras were rolling and obviously it's like meeting the girls and whatever, what were you thinking? Were you backing yourself?
Do you know what I was thinking? Was I backing myself?
Yeah.
100%, I always back myself. I was thinking, yeah.
I'm ready.
I'll be honest, yeah. I was looking around at all the other ways and that, and I was thinking, yeah, I've got this. No disrespect to all other boys, you know, I still love, you get me? But I was thinking, yeah, I got this normal, but that's just the type of guy I am.
Going back to you said we're going to mention the VT. What happened with that?
Bro, see me, I'm not a nervous guy, you know, yeah, I'll be honest.
You stand there and they're like, you're like, oh, that's
bro,
the camera and that.
Bro, I've done the VT, they're asking, it's like an interview, so they're just asking you, like throwing questions at you.
Right.
And I remember my armpits just leaking, like everyone that I've met throughout the day that works at ITV, through like all the brands, all the makeup artists, everything, I was just sitting there like,
no.
So, it's like the spotlight on you, the room's all dark and you can see them behind, like I'm talking to them.
I didn't think it'd be like
bro,
that.
Bro, it's mad, yeah. And I just remember just getting nervous and kept stuttering because I speak fast, you know what I mean? And when I'm nervous, I speak really fast. So I'm stuttering and then the producer was like, slow down.
Oh,
cool. And then obviously after a while, I got into it. But I remember I thought, I was like, fuck, I fucked that VT. I'm not going to go on, you know? And then after that, my head was so gone, bro. I thought I fucked it. They just, like, put on the tune, like, last, Burna Boy, and was like, dance. I was like, huh?
Sorry.
Wait. Bro, I swear, they put on a song and they say dance. I said, I can't dance though. Like, I can't dance.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't dance. Like, dance. What do you want me to do, like, bro? I don't even know what I did.
Did that actually just...
Yeah.
That
they just said dance. I was like, just give it a bit of the camera and I just remember just... I don't even know what I was doing. Just yeah. grooving, bro. It was nuts. And everything was a blur. I think I mini rocked. My head was gone.
That is so funny.
What's your thoughts on... I feel like the photographer always does everyone dirty. It's no matter who you are. You can literally be carved from
and
Greek
that's
God.
Why everyone's like, oh, like... they're like, oh my God, they're such a catfish, blah, blah, blah. I just feel like the photographer is just...
Did
like,
you see your like pic shit before you went in?
No, I saw my pic when I came out. I was fuming. Well, yeah. Bro, my pic was terrible. Oh, bro.
Wait, I don't remember this. No. I bet it's not as deep as you say.
No, my pic's terrible, bro.
I don't think the lighting's so harsh
It's not, bro. It's not.
There's no shadows, whatever.
But do you know what, though? I'll be honest. When I come out, I looked at everyone's pic.
Yeah.
Not
straight
your pic ain't that bad.
No, my pic's bad, bro.
It's just you. Why have they made you do that pose?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro.
Oh, do they make you do
loads they make you do
work?
Some bare poses,
yeah,
like.
Yeah.
And do you know what? You know what's mad about that? Yeah, I remember, yeah. You're not allowed to see your own picture, but I remember I did like a little sneaky look in it, and I did one pose and the pic was sick and I was like, yeah, my pic's going to be sick. Oh, come out and I saw that one. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It done me. But you know, you say they do everyone dirty. When I come out, obviously I saw everyone's pic. Bro, some man was looking very decent in the pictures.
Oh,
I was thinking,
really?
They've smashed me in here.
Yeah. I think they make everyone do a certain pose and figure out what pose they like on each person, which I think is really...
Yeah.
But at least you didn't get the like...
Yeah, yeah.
That's the
Mitch got that one still. I see it. Mitch was
that was just a damn.
That is the worst one. Yeah, yeah.
What was it like? Not having like no phone and stuff like that.
I hated it, bro.
Did you?
Hated it. Like a couple times. I think you even see me on the TV just taking the phone out of my pocket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you had it.
Just holding it, but like, bro, it's just like muscle memory, bro. You know what I mean? I missed it, so I was just looking at pics and scrolling.
Did you get to listen to any music in there and that?
Not only when you go on a date or go out the villa.
That's hell. Because you don't know anything, do you?
Nothing, bro. But it was kind of nice having no phone, you know. Mm. I hated it at the time. But now I've come out, it's like, I kind of do semi-miss having no phone, I'll be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever have days, because like when we speak to Chloe Burrows, she said that one day she just sat in the shower and cried. She just like hated being in there. Do you ever have any days where you like missed home or was like, this is too much, like no phone, no contact, whatever?
No, there was that. I remember myself having two really bad days where I thought I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then obviously the boys got me through it, to be fair, and Ella, so yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, you seem like a big like boys boy in there. I remember whenever there was conflict. Well, firstly, if you watched it back or not watched it back?
Never watched that, but...
From our side, like when you had conflict and stuff, you were always sticking up for someone, which I think is quite nice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you were never like in there to just cause shit between anyone. It was always like...
I feel like you were the mediator as well, which was quite jokes because you didn't even mean to be like... There'd be an argument going on and then it'd be like, everyone would like look at you and be like, right, Ty, what should we do? Be like, right, boys, shut up, chill.
Yeah,
like,
I kind of felt that a little bit.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that, but we could see it. Like, you were like the guy, I don't know, that everyone kind of came to.
Was
like,
I feel like I'm an honest guy. Do you know what I mean? So I just gave people my honest opinions and that like, I'm not really going to pick. I met everyone the same day.
Yeah,
so I ain't
going
to pick sides. You know what I mean? As much as you get, like, you go closer to certain people in there. It's not like if someone, if like, for example, I was close to Sammy in there, if Sammy did something really out of order or I thought was bad and...
You'd say it to him.
I'd say to him, like, Sammy, like, that's not on. Like, I'm not a yes man. Do you know what I mean? And he did the same to me. So that was fair enough.
Yeah. And they're not like family at the end of the day.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, I feel like some people argued in there like they were family.
Yeah. But it does feel like that, you know, in there.
Yeah.
Like, it's mad. Like, I don't think I've ever experienced anything like it again.
They do say as well with relationships, don't they, in there, that a lot of people come out and then if they split with someone, they'll get back with them because they're like, I'll never be without my phone getting to know someone for like 6 to 8 weeks
like
ever again in my life.
You've like, shared a bed with her, no phone, lived with her. Like, it's crazy, isn't it?
It's crazy, bro.
How are you and Ella, by the way?
Good? Yeah, we're good, man.
Yeah? Going good?
Yeah, we're going good. Going well.
Moved in together?
We ain't moved in together yet. We're having a little bit of a... We're hitting a little speed bump in that sense.
Right.
She wants to move to a different place. She wants to move to London, basically. But I'm an Essex boy and I love Essex.
So we're kind of like...
But then Essex ain't that hard.
What about Epping? It's like midway.
Yeah, Chigwell. That's what I'm saying. Like, one of us needs to compromise.
And it ain't going to be you.
Your boy
needs to compromise.
Yeah, but you know what's mad about me and Ella? Obviously, I feel like I've got a lot of pride and she's got a lot of pride as well. So it's like, she wants it her way, I want it my way.
Fine.
And I'm
just like,
stuck in the middle a bit.
Yeah, but then we're still good.
We'll be still.
We don't really argue. We just disagree and we're like, whatever.
Yeah, I think it's healthy to disagree.
Yeah.
The relationships where they don't say anything and then just sit there and smile at each other, it's not for me.
I agree.
I feel like
you're only saying this because you're really stubborn.
I just love a rap.
He's just like covering his own back.
I don't arguing, but I'll always just say if I don't think something's right.
Same. I can't just sit on it, bro.
Yeah.
What was your one of your highlights in the villa? Can you remember?
Oh, highlights. you know what was a mad highlight for me? The striptease challenge. The heart rate challenge.
Is it?
Well, because that was one thing before going in where I was shitting myself.
Wait, what, like, you doing it to people? You sitting
like, me doing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bro, like, it's mad that before going in, obviously, yeah, I was shitting myself about doing it. And then when it got to it, I remember we got a text saying it's tonight, bro. I remember my heart just going bam, 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 bam.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all the boys were nervous, like, fuck, yeah, what are we going to do? And then I remember I was first to do it out of all the boys, so that the voice has gone, oh, Ty, you're first, set pace.
Oh.
I remember, yeah, I was wearing the boxer thing, innit?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm looking in the mirror like I'm Creed, bro. I'm like, yo, let's do this.
Shadow boxing
the mirror and that. And I remember I'm going out, and then, bro, after I'd done it, when I went upstairs to do it again, I asked, can I do it again? I would have done it again.
Yeah,
you like, really? Like, the adrenaline it gave.
Yeah. You should do it now.
Yeah, and it was sick. And I set pace and it was just sick. And then obviously I got to see all the other boys do it as well. So yeah. Fun, man. That was
You had one of the best things, really. You done it first and got to watch everyone else.
Yeah, literally. That's why.
You could rate yourself in your head like, I'm better than him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah. So you watched Mehdi like just neck every single person.
Bro, that was nuts. That was crazy.
That was one of the funniest bits of TV I've ever seen. Everyone was just like.
Yeah, that was bonkers. Mehdi moved bonkers.
Wasn't it?
He moved mad.
And Mal's one as well was.
Yeah, bless her.
Yeah. And now she set pace.
Do you have any regrets from the Villa? Like, is there anything you? I don't feel like you would do, like, speaking to you about it, but I don't know. Do you?
Nah, not a single one.
Nah, just chill.
Just chilling, bro.
Glad you did what you did.
Glad.
What was your best date in there, do you think?
Best date?
Yeah.
I only went on two. Oh, no, I didn't. Sorry, I went on two. Yeah, my last day of Ella was by far the best date.
Yeah.
What did you, remind me of what you did for the last date?
Sat around a fire.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember that.
Just sat around a
fire. Roasted marshmallows and that.
Yeah.
Ate a steak and just couldn't cut properly.
Yeah.
When did you, so like, I just want to touch on Ella quickly.
Ate my girlfriend as well.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Man thing, yeah. That was a big step for you, innit?
Yeah, bro, crazy.
Huge.
Yeah, because you went in there. Just almost knocked out my drink. You went in there and you were like quite closed off at the start, weren't you? You were just a bit like...
Like, obviously from the VT and everything, people kind of... They like kind of knew what character you were. Do you know what I mean? You were like, I've never been in a relationship, like this, that and the other. I'm not that sort of guy. So obviously to go into a show like Love Island, people like kind of... I was like, what are you doing in there? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I was looking at you like, just carry on doing what you're doing. But obviously you went in there, you done
the
your
questions
thing.
About missing the game were the funniest thing. Like they were the funniest clips so ever. Funny. Like they were so funny.
I come out and see them all on TikTok.
They are it's the funniest shit ever.
I can't believe I said that, bro.
You're so deadpan about it as well. You just sat there. I think I missed the game.
Yeah, I remember I was having a shit day, bro. And I think we was going, me and Ella was arguing again. I think that was like the third argument we had in a row. And I was like, do you know what? Just missed the game.
God, that's...
But I think that was like a self-sabotage sort of thing, man.
Yeah.
I didn't really... I kind of meant it, but I kind of didn't. Do you know what I mean?
But it was still early days.
Yeah, it was still early days. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
And to be fair, I did miss the game a little bit because it was like, I've seen all the other players getting to like...
Talk and
flirt and you get me? Have the like the mojo about them in there and I just felt like... I've just crashed in week two, one. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I found the one in week one. Like, not crashed, you know what I mean? But like, I've hit a... Like, what am I going to do for the next 9 weeks? Just me and you, babe.
That's how relationships
work. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, that's what it is. But we weren't in a relationship.
Yeah, true.
So what I'm saying is, like, we're not in a relationship. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you stand by when you said, you know, when you were saying about to the boys about the lads holiday thing? Would like, because that was really funny.
Yeah.
But do you, I was dying at that. But do you still like stand by that?
Yeah, 100.
Yeah. 100%. It was funny as fuck.
100%.
What did you find about like movie night and the grafters and that? Because there was obviously drama going on, but there was like clips coming out of like
funny. I just feel funny.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's why people. When like the girls and that got annoyed at you because you just genuinely couldn't care.
Yeah, I just couldn't care. But I did get wound up one time when everyone was trying to say I was flirting with Ella B. When handled like you, if you've been watching the show or if you know me, I can flirt.
Yeah.
I used to be able to flirt. Good. Not anymore. You know what I'm saying?
He's a media trained.
So I was chatting to Ella B. That wasn't me flirting. You know that's not me flirting. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was just saying, no, it's just a shame. Like, I didn't even mean like it's a shame. Like, the tone of voice was different.
Yeah.
And the girl was like, well, I can see how she took it. No, she just took it how she wanted to take it and ran with it. Do you know what
We're talking about the flirting thing because the funniest thing I remember is you like wanting to like play with Katie's hair and
that
was so
God.
Jokes. Because you, like, I don't get me wrong, I'll be so wrong. I did feel bad for Kate because I knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
But it was funny. You were like, come sit on my lap.
Yeah.
I was like, you're such a.
Yeah, I was like, that was just a retaliation, man. I wanted a reaction.
Yeah.
I was hurting.
But that's kind of what we need. Like, me and Joe, obviously, where we do the pod now, we watch Love Island all the time. Like, do you know what I mean? And it's good to actually kind of get someone in who don't care and ain't a yes man and that, and just causes a bit of shit, do you know what
I mean? Yeah,
it's something different, isn't it?
Yeah, there's nothing worse than the episodes. You could always tell when the episodes are a bit dry and they're running out of things to like put on. Mm. I think that's later on in the series, isn't it? And you've all spoken about what you need to be.
Yeah.
It's kind of sat there like old married couples. It's quite funny.
That's what it actually feels like. Because it feels like Love Island. When you're, obviously I did day one till the last day. When I think back to Love Island, bro, like I think there was like, I could just think about it in sections. Like it felt like I was in three different worlds in three different, like it's weird to explain. Like the start was like one way, like with this batch of people. Mm. Then the middle is a new batch of people. And it's a whole different dynamic. It feels like a whole different villa. And then like the end is a whole different vibe.
I wanted to say as well, actually, I remember when you were in the villa, your brother on TikTok and like holding up, like you might have seen it. Basically, your brother literally looks and sounds like you.
Everyone says that.
It's so weird. If you've never seen his brother, trust me, I'll show you. It's so weird. It's like doppelganger, right? But obviously, the funniest thing was, is your brother would like go live straight away after stuff had happened, or he'd make a video. It's almost, but because obviously you're so close, I feel like everyone knew it's what you'd be saying anyway. Like his reaction was your reaction.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm saying. Me and my brother are so similar, bro. Like,
so like after crazy. The Ella thing, he was like, this fucking bitch. Like, he's like, oh, no, no, no. Oh, like, going in.
He apologized to us straight away.
It's reactive, isn't it? Like,
he's like, you might see some stuff on TikTok. So.
Yeah, but it was all popping off as well. Cause everyone was, when I first saw it, everyone was like, you can't tell me this ain't like tight. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Everyone was like, who is this imposter? Like,
that's mad.
Did he like, obviously, you backed you all the way, innit? But
do you think he'll go on there?
Yeah. Do you think he'd be the new Tide 2.0?
I hope so, bro. He can be.
Yeah.
He wants to.
He's proved himself ready.
Yeah, he can do his thing, bro.
He can do his thing.
My brother does his thing, so yeah.
Like, did you
But you know what's mad though? When Bombshells come in and that, what they used to say to me is like, bro, your brother is doing a madness on TikTok.
Oh, really? Like,
prank.
Bro, every single Bombshell, and I'll be like, what's he doing, bro?
Someone said that about him, I'd shit myself.
Bro, I was like, what? I was like, bro, is he baiting me?
You know I would do as well.
Yeah.
And they was like, no, like, just like making TikToks every night, like, he's doing his thing and that. And I'm thinking, my bro.
That is funny. Good on him. Yeah, good bro. On him.
Did you or anyone you know, like, sneak anything into the villa? Sneak. Or did you try to, like, because obviously.
Yeah, because there's like the vape stuff, people bring in stuff from that. Well, outside.
Like, do you remember there was someone who like brought in a load of herbs and spices in their sock a couple of years
ago? No.
Yeah, and I had to take them off.
But you don't cook, do you?
That's what I mean. No one.
No, sometimes.
Oh, sometimes.
Yeah. Just bear around them.
No, I didn't. No one really sneaks anything in. You can't really sneak anything in, bro. The way the security search your bag, as soon as you land, is mad. Bro.
Really?
It's mad, like, bro. I remember just dashing out bare stuff, anything with brands on it and that. I think I got no clothes here, bro. Couldn't be here for 10 weeks.
Dead.
Bro.
Yeah.
So, post Love Island, since you've been back, so have you been like staying in each other's houses, like you and Ella, or have you like, what's been going on? Because is she still up in Scotland, or what's the situation?
Yeah, Ella been living with me, but she went back. Right. She went to Glasgow for the weekend. Fine. Came back yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You've been up to Scotland?
Nah, not yet.
Don't blame you.
Joking. Can't just send for a whole.
I'm joking.
Part of the country.
I've never been to Scotland. I can't comment. Yeah, it just seems far away, innit?
Yeah, it's like just 6 hours. Isn't it?
Yeah.
But I will go. Yeah. I will go. Everyone needs to stop getting on me and asking me, bro, every day, when you go to Scotland.
Oh, is it? I'll be right on that.
So what's going on with, as well, the song? Because that's been like everywhere.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm going to say it.
Yeah, we've heard some news.
I'm going to say it here first time. Song's not coming out. Can't come out. Too much stuff has gone on with the song. That's all I can really say now.
Right.
Legalities, all sorts have gone on. But yes, that song ain't coming out. Right. But there will be songs coming out from me.
I was about to say, like, okay. with you on like your path after this, where would you want to like head with it?
Yeah, bro. I want to make music, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I can actually make music hard.
I mean, we could tell that went like viral, so viral. Yeah, like, yeah. One of the most viral clips.
Just a song, literally.
Yeah, that was just Love Island.
In
their beat and that. So yeah, I can go in studio.
Yeah.
And yeah, just get into work, man. With my boys and yeah, get to work. We're going to bring something out for the peoples. Because yeah, that's just disappointing. Do you know what it is? Do you know what's mad, you man? When I finally come to terms with the song's not coming out now, yeah, I thought, I was gutted, obviously.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I thought of? Lisa. Your mum.
Mumsy.
I thought, oh, she's going to be gutted. So I remember she had the NTAs and she was singing it. I've let so many people down, bro.
You might have to send the undisclosed link to mum.
Yeah, it's on Twitter, bro. Someone leaked it. I don't even know.
Someone leaked it.
Oh, really?
I don't know how it's out. That's what I'm saying. All sorts has gone.
Yeah, no, to be fair.
Me playing mum the leak later, like, look, one time, just for you.
Nah, to be fair, you are mum's favourite. I can't lie.
Oh, thank
you. She was so excited to meet you at the NTAs. Like, I've never seen, she was getting her tits out and everything.
How was that for you, by the way? NTAs, first ever NTAs. You were like sat on the floor as well, weren't you? Because obviously Love Island was...
I was in tears. Yeah, it was good. First red carpet. I just thought, yeah, when I was there, I was thinking, yeah, this is something I could get used to. I'm in a suit. I'm feeling cold, you know what I mean? So yeah, man, it was fun. Obviously, you see a lot of people and...
It was nice. So random. Like, we just bowled into that room and I was like, why is Ty here? Yeah. Like, why is Whitney? Like, I was so drunk.
Yeah.
So fun, to be fair.
Yeah, that was fun, to be fair. Yeah, it's fun.
Those carpets are like sensory overload, aren't they? Yeah, like, man. So much going on.
And everyone's directing you. It's all nuts.
And then you've got people like grabbing you. You don't know whether you should talk to them or shouldn't talk to them.
It really stresses me out.
So yeah, yeah. The first ever one we did was last year and I literally just bolted through it. I've never walked faster. Yeah. No one had to direct
me. No, because they're like, oh, you can have some photos of these people. So you start doing that and I move along. I'm like, fucking hell, man. What the fuck? Do you know what I mean?
Nice. And it's all awkward and someone's waiting. When someone's taking pictures of you and someone, you can see someone waiting for you to finish.
Look at
staring at you and just like,
oh, yeah.
Now you're just looking all nervous for the pose, isn't it?
What else was I going to say? How's your reception been from the public? Because I've seen you guys have got a pretty strong like fan base.
Yeah, your fan base online seems intense.
No, it's mad. Like, it's mad. Like, honestly, never would have expected it. Like, it's all love, bro. Like, it's like 1% hate, literally 2% hate. I thought I was going to be, you know, when you go on Love Island, everyone's going to hate me and troll.
Yeah.
All love.
No, you've got like the opposite.
Yeah,
you've like, got like the diehard.
Yeah, like it's
diehard. It's like a cult, isn't it?
But it's all love though.
Yeah, yeah.
How have you dealt with like the following coming out the back of it as well? Because you and Ella are two of the people with the biggest following.
Yeah.
So like.
Which is more like also, how have you adjusted? Because like you can't probably do the same things that you did before.
Well, I guess
now.
It's just as well, like waking up and checking your phone and just like, having that number there and that, it's probably just a bit mad, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll be real. I adjusted quick though.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
You're like, this is what I want.
I was like, about
minutes.
Time.
2 minutes. How long did it take you to adjust? You're getting off the plane.
Yeah.
No, obviously not. I'm still adjusting now, man. Like, it's obviously a whole different thing. Like before Love Island, 2 months ago, I just walked down the street. No one knew who I am. No one gives a toss. Mm. You know what I mean? Now I'm walking down the street. People are like, I'm hearing gasps and that. Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh my God.
That's fucking.
Yeah, it's mad, bro.
Right, we've got a game of red and green flags. I'm going to read out 10 things and you guys have got to tell me if you think it's a red or green flag. Pretty self-explanatory, to be honest.
Say no more.
Right.
Easy.
So it's not going to be too hard. Number one, farting and burping. So gas. If the person's gassy.
I mean, like, it's obviously, it's a red flag. You don't want to hear it, but people do it.
Yeah, nah, red flag, but I'm a hypocrite because I fart.
Yeah. Fine.
But we all do, innit?
Yeah, we all fart, but like, I fart in front of Ella sometimes. But if she did it to me, I'll think, red flag.
Yeah. So did you have a moment in the villa? Because I can imagine with girls, like, it must be really awkward in that villa to like not do things around guys because you're with each other all the time. Like, did Ella have a first fart? That's such a weird question to come out of my mouth.
Ella's the way farted around me today.
Did you not?
I swear down.
Girls don't fart, don't it?
That's what I said to her. I said, why'd you never fart? She's like, girls don't fart.
She's lady.
Who told you girls don't fart?
Wait, what?
J-Hus. What was that?
It's just a remix of J-Hus. Coming out on
the
20th.
Okay. Right. Choose loudly.
Yeah, obviously, that's not going to be a green flag, is it?
Yeah, not red.
Mum chews loudly, didn't she?
Yeah,
bless her.
She's a red flag.
Bless her. Walking she always flag. Did it on Gogglebox.
Mum's is a walking red flag.
So rude. Okay, is out every weekend.
Oh.
We're on a railway with the Reds.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Would you think that's a green
actually,
flag?
Actually, wait, sorry. What do you mean out every weekend? Out every weekend doing what though? Could be making peas.
Could be.
Could be graft.
Yeah, bro.
She could be doing anything. She's out every weekend.
No, red flag.
Yeah, red flag, man.
Okay, fine. Right, this is a weird one, but only eats beige food. You know, like
bro, you don't need to explain it, bro. Red flag. Onion rings, all them things there, red flag. Sausage rolls and that.
Onion rings.
Yeah. Nah. Chicken dippers every day. Yeah. Nah. Red flag.
Yeah, where's the veg, bro?
Yeah, bro, where's the green and that?
Where's the broccoli in?
Where's that fine, broccoli? A lot of reds.
And if she's eating beige foods, that means she can't cook. So now you're just eating beige foods with her.
Fine. Yeah, but can you cook?
No,
neither.
Fine.
So I can't complain too much.
Yeah, I'm not complaining, but
if she brought me chips.
Yeah, but I can't cook, but I don't eat beige food every day.
Yeah, fair.
Does your girl cook, George?
Yeah.
Does she?
Wait, you got a girl?
Yeah.
What's her name? Hardridge.
You dickhead. We're not saying her name.
No, that's Hardridge.
Hardridge,
bro.
No. Right. Red green flag. Hardridge.
Yeah, hard launch, red flag. You've basically done it.
What?
The hard launch.
Yeah.
Or are you going harder in Dubai?
Right. Find out. Right. Next week's episode of Not My Bag.
Right. Orders plain at Nando's.
Oh, I think I'd do that. Okay, I don't do that.
Plain?
I order Perry.
Come on, bro.
Perry Tamer, like medium.
You're disappointing me,
Perry Tamer or medium?
Perry Tamer's. Yeah, Perry Tamer's. I thought you said plain, though.
I thought that was...
Do you know what? All the planes at Nando's, I'm not into someone's taste buds.
Fine.
Not on them.
So you just moan over having beige food, didn't it?
But yeah, you but you can't eat beige food every day, bro. Like, that's nuts, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Plane, you get me? If you can't act beige, you can't act beige.
Can't drive. She might want to be a passenger princess, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a red flag.
It's not really... Should I say something, yeah?
Does Ella drive?
If you can't... Ella can drive, but doesn't... She sold a car. But listen, green flag if you can't drive.
Why?
Because... It's not a red flag if you can't drive.
Save the planet.
You get me? Like, it's fine. You get me?
Yeah.
But red flag, if you can't drive, but you're like, my man needs to have a car, man, then that's red flag.
Okay, fine.
Fair. Nah, that's fair.
Still keeps in contact with ex. Do you think?
Yeah.
Can't swim.
Ella can't swim, you know.
Did she not?
I mean.
Did she ever get in the pool?
Yeah, but she just float on my back. Yeah, green flag.
Ella
can't swim. She's a
okay. That's why it's green. I'd say red just because, like, if you want to go, yeah, like into a nice pool with them, you've got to like give them armbands.
Yeah, you got to carry them.
Yeah,
armbands.
Armbands. Do people have armbands?
Ocean Beach with like armbands on. With Wayne.
Joke. Man, like Wayne.
Shout out. No, we're not shouting at Wayne. their mum and dad pay for everything. Oh, really? I thought he was putting up green then.
No.
More disposable income, though, to spend with you.
No, that's
what I'm on.
But that's not what I want. That's what you're on, isn't it?
It helps.
Yeah.
Every little helps.
You know what it is? I can imagine. It must be nice. But it's like, you need some independence in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not saying my girl does it.
You're literally waving that green flag around. Like, fuck it.
Like, yeah, my babes. No, my babes don't pick my babes. I'm not
saying that. No, I'm not saying that. I just realised what I was doing. But like, I'm just saying in general, innit? It probably would help someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Also, last one, I don't know why I put this in this, but I was just panicking looking for one. It doesn't wash their hair. But you know, some girls like don't wash their hair.
Whatever.
It's obviously a red flag.
But what if they've still got nice hair?
Oh, red flag.
Probably, man. Just because it's greasy.
Might have wood lice on that.
Yeah, crabs on that.
Wood lice.
Nuts.
Wood lice.
Right.
That's the wood.
Good game, that. I learned a lot about you both. Before we move on to a bit about relationship, since you've obviously left because you've seen each other a lot, lived with each other. Like on and off, basically. Find out about like icks about each other and bad habits and things like that. So what's come out the woodwork since?
Yeah, no, I'll be real. Ella, she don't really do anything that icks me out, to be honest.
Really?
She don't give me no
I
icks.
Feel like if you did get the ick though, they'd know about it. Because like, it's the way you are.
Yeah, no,
you know you're stern, you know whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd just be like, that was disgusting.
Yeah. No,
Oh, fine.
Yeah, for example, she'll do something, I'll be like,
that is horrible.
And then I'll do something, she'll be like, too. Like, right. That just gave me the ick. Like, for example, the other day, I thought, what was I doing? I think, obviously, I must have put YouTube on. But see, I got a weird thing. Before I got in the shower, I got to put the PS5 on and slap YouTube on. So I'm in my towel, just searching for a song before I go in, innit?
Like that.
And she's like, what are you doing, innit? And she's like, you're giving me the ick. I was like, babe, I'm ick-proof. Love it. But yeah. But bad habits. Yeah, I feel like it's a new relationship, man. We're learning new stuff about each other. So like I'm learning more stuff about Ella. She's learning best stuff about me. Like, I just put ketchup on everything, for example.
Same, bro.
Yeah.
When do you stop though? Like, what do you stop at? You can't have it on a roast dinner.
I have it on a roast dinner. I don't stop, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
With gravy.
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Crazy. Hands. Give me a black card.
Black card.
What the fuck?
And like, yeah, Ella, like, she's just mad. I don't really see this in the villa. Do you know what I mean? She's just mad indecisive.
Oh,
like, it's mad.
Fine.
Sometimes it's mad. Yeah.
I'm a bit like that, though.
I'm very much like that. I'm so easy. I'm like, we'll do whatever.
Yeah, but it's annoying like, we'll to be well. With because if you're like, what do you want to do, Tad? And they're like, whatever. You're like, what do I do?
Like, where do you want to go eat? I'm like, literally, I don't care.
Yeah, that's like
I'm
me.
I'm up for whatever. And then,
but then Ella, then we're just looking at each other.
Yeah, for ages.
For ages. And it's just,
yeah, yeah.
Now, by that time, no one's hungry.
Yeah. You know what? We'll stay.
By that time, you're sat at the end of the bed, PS5. Yeah, let's go shower. That is so funny. No, we'll do it. I can't get in the shower without music on.
No.
It's the saddest shower ever if you have to.
Yeah, it feels weird.
Sometimes hungover, I have to, though.
Hungover. What,
yeah.
No music?
Yeah, just like to just
concentrate on
get in the
bad
zone.
Decisions.
Yeah.
What happened last night? Like,
yeah, oh. cry. Hide the tears.
So I just wanted to literally end on like, well, we kind of touched it, but what's next for like you? What's next for you and Ella? Like, is there anything coming up? Like, obviously, you might be able to say some stuff, but is it all looking like exciting?
Yeah, it's all looking exciting, man.
Yeah.
It is, I'll be honest.
You gassed.
I'm gassed, bro.
So music potentially moving in.
Yeah, music potentially moving in. being an influencer.
He said that downstairs. So we were downstairs and I was like, what you been up to? And he was like, oh, like we've just been shooting whatever, I'm really quick. And then it all went silent. He went, influencer. That's my new thing. Influencer.
I'm on my content stuff right now. Just being me, do you know what I'm saying? So yeah, man.
So you picked it up quite quickly then?
Yeah.
I feel like, obviously I didn't know you or whatever before going in, but I feel like you kind of knew social, like how to work socials before anyway. Like,
yeah, of course. Like,
just the angles and all that.
Yeah, I know how to operate, do you know what I mean? So, get me, nothing ain't new.
Just a natural born influencer. Yeah.
Nothing ain't new, man.
It's so funny. Well, bro, thank you so much for coming on, man.
Thank you.
Bro. We appreciate
thank
you.
That seemed way too lucky
for
me.
That was sick.
Mate. Thank you. Yeah, no, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank
really
you,
appreciate it.
Thanks for having
it.
Me.
No
That's
worries.
All right. That's all right.
Guys, if you are watching on YouTube, please like, comment, and subscribe. Turn on post notifications.
If you're listening on Spotify, make sure to rate us 5 stars and we will see you next week
for another fun episode. See you later.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Later.